For the U.S. military, snipers are an important weapon in the battle against Iraq's insurgents. There are very few of them, but they're proving very effective. And they're fighting an urban war, the kind of war the U.S. hasn't fought in years. NPR's Mike Schuster visited with a team of snipers in Baghdad.
The 39th Infantry Brigade of the Arkansas National Guard is planted in some rough terrain. Its forward operating base is located in North Baghdad, not far from the crowded and narrow streets of Adamiya, a neighborhood that has been the scene of constant bombs, mortar attacks, and small teams roaming the streets with rocket-propelled grenades. For 22-year-old specialist Christopher Burleson, most of his time is spent waiting. Burleson is a sniper.
That's all part of being a sniper. It's sitting back and waiting. You may spend hundreds or maybe even thousands of hours waiting for something to happen.
Snipers often work in two-man teams, one shooter, one radio man. They might take up position in an abandoned apartment building or a construction site. The higher the floor, the better. They find themselves a good hide, a room with a window on the street where they suspect the insurgents are operating. They'll be there quietly for up to 3 days and three nights straight, just watching and reporting what they see. They get dropped into problem neighborhoods by U.S. patrols, walking Adamiya's busy streets. This one is led by Lieutenant Marcel Robichaud.
Every now and then we go ahead and get out of the trucks and walk down the sidewalks, down the streets, talk to the people. Puts a more of an American face on it. If you're just driving around in the trucks, people, you know, you're kind of standoffish. Here we can say hi to people, kind of get a feel for the situation. And if we walk around and people are out and they shake our hands and all that, we know it's probably going to be a normal night.
The first night Burleson went out with Sergeant Billy Hellams and another sniper, a Sergeant McCarty, it wasn't normal at all. Hellams and Burleson tell the story.
Specialist Burleson's first trip out with us, we got two guys. And
that was a good luck, Sean.
Yeah. So we went out and we set up and I was sitting there, you know, for 24 or 48 hours. And we're just sitting there waiting, and we got peepholes, and we're watching. And Sergeant McCarty starts whispering, RPG gunner, RPG gunner. He's bebopping down the street with the RPG on his shoulder. And so we're all sitting there at the edge. Sergeant McCarty took the first shot, and he knocked the guy down. And I added one shot in there. Yeah, he didn't carry RPGs anymore.
Burleson and Hellams have formed a team since then, and they've been particularly effective against what they call the 20th Street Gang, a bunch of insurgents in flip-flops who roamed 20th Street in Adamiya. Both men were selected as snipers because they spent a lot of time as youngsters in Arkansas around rifles and hunting. Burleson says since he was a kid, when he imagined what war would be like, he wanted to be a sniper. He hasn't been disappointed.
A lot of people it bothers, but the way I look at it is that I'm taking a guy off the street that may kill one of my friends or kill me. I like to think of our job as more of protecting our guys, just trying to get everybody else home safe.
Snipers have a long, long history in the U.S. Army, going back to the Civil War. But in the past half century, there have been few American snipers who functioned in this kind of a dense urban landscape. The handbook on snipers comes from the Vietnam era and emphasizes living in the forest and stalking the targets. There are also a few snipers among the insurgents. One, operating in Adamiya, hit an American soldier in both shoulders and in the helmet. That soldier survived, but two other Iraqi police were his victims, shot in the head. Hellams prefers to aim for the chest.
Because that's the largest target and the smallest margin of error. We could easily shoot somebody in the head, but if you're going to take the shot, you want to get them on the ground. You don't want to take any chances. And this guy, he shot two guys in the head on the last little incident we had. I asked our intelligence officer, we keep hearing about these snipers, it's kind of getting on my nerves. He's like, well, there is one. And I was like, what?
American snipers have a huge technical advantage with better rifles and high-powered night scopes. But a U.S. patrol did find a commercial night scope case recently in a pile of weapons along with two Russian-made sniper rifles. Neither Hellams nor Burleson are full-time Army. Burleson works at a stainless steel factory in Arkansas. Hellams, who is 28, works at a Walmart. He's the manager of an automotive department, but says he wants eventually to teach history in high school. They both say there is nothing they would rather do in civilian or military life than what they are doing now. Hellams says he's proud of their record so far.
And not only do we prevail in every situation that we've gone out in, I'm not saying we won't fail tomorrow, but it's highly unlikely. We don't just make it through it.
when we go out there and just sit and nothing happens, that's when we come back drained. You give us one opportunity to get somebody off the street, and our tank's full for another couple months.
Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.